Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend. And our number is 888-302-3684. If you want to get in on the conversation, Intelligent Medicine, that means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put both of those modalities at your disposal each weekend. We like to think of Intelligent Medicine kind of the thinking person's health show, because we get into stuff that the conventional media often dumbs down. We look at the story behind the story. And, of course, big story this week is Ebola. Yeah, we're still talking about Ebola, and I cannot guarantee you an Ebola-free hour of health information. There's lots more to talk about, but let's talk a little bit about the current Ebola situation. Casey Hickox, the nurse who returned from the hot zone and said to Governor Christie, "No way, Jose, no way I'm going to abide by the terms of your quarantine. I'm out of here. I want to get out into the New England fall. I want to go up to Maine. I want a bicycle ride. I'm not sick. Hey, I'm a health professional. I know what's going on in my body. And this quarantine is just plain stupid. So I'm not going to abide by the terms of that 21-day quarantine." She headed up to Maine. She made a big deal out of getting on a bicycle, demonstrating how healthy she was, tooting around the Maine countryside. And she got a local judge to push back against the Maine governor's desire to quarantine her for 21 days. And, you know, I got to say, this, I think, is the height of selfishness and hubris. Hubris is an ancient Greek word which means spitting into the face of the gods, as it were. The sin of pride or the sin of arrogance. Because in her mind, Casey Hickox is fine. And it's very likely she will be fine, because the vast majority of people, inexplicably, who come into contact with Ebola, they seem to be okay. On the other hand, other people who can't even remember why they might have been exposed to Ebola come down sick and ultimately suffer a life-threatening disease. So what would be the big deal if we set up quarantine centers for people coming back from the hot zone? Yeah, they're going to be health volunteers there. We commend them for their courage and their determination to go and help the afflicted in Africa. But we ask only of them that they minimize the risk to us in America. And that's not selfish on our part, because we see what just a smattering of cases can do to the American healthcare system. The hospital in New York where the doctor, I think his name is Spencer, is being treated, it's completely in meltdown because of all the very, very lavish resources that have to be consecrated to keeping a patient in isolation if they have Ebola, or even if they have the suspicion of Ebola. It creates a major disruption to our healthcare system. And so we've got the case of Nancy Schneiderman, MD, the medical correspondent for NBC, who came back and violated the terms of her, quote, voluntary quarantine. She was desperate to get the soup that was to die for at her local eatery, and was spotted. She really wanted to do it on the QT, but she was unnecessarily exposing other people to the potential for spreading the virus. What is it about these healthcare workers that they are so arrogant that they think that somehow quarantine doesn't apply to them? And here's what I think is, look, Ebola, it very likely to be contained to just a very few cases in the United States. I don't think that this is going to be a zombie apocalypse for America. It's a big problem in Africa. It may be, God forbid, if it spreads to other parts of the third world, say to impoverished parts of Latin America or to the slums of Calcutta in India, that could be a big problem. But we have a good healthcare system here, and it would be very, very challenging, but I think we can keep it contained. But what about a future potential pathogen? Remember, this is kind of a dress rehearsal for something which eventually may come down the line. A very serious killer flu is more likely to be a big problem in America. And what's going to happen then? Nurses like this individual, Casey Hickox, they're going to ask for their civil rights, that their civil rights are being violated. But hey, if the stuff is coming down and a lot of people are getting sick, you're going to see armed troops in convoys encircling parts of cities which are afflicted with some sort of killer virus. And they're just going to shut down those areas and quarantine individuals at gunpoint. Civil rights, forget about it. All that stuff will be suspended if there's a true emergency. And then it's just going to make the protestations of individuals like Casey Hickox seem like irrelevant because of the severity of the problem. Ultimately, it's going to turn out that this is probably a false alarm. But hey, what about a precaution? We now know that the Ebola virus can survive on surfaces for up to 50 hours. That's what the science shows us. And so how is it that we're so arrogant that we think, oh, you know, people can just toot around, no problem, they'll self-police themselves. And if they get sick, if they have a high temperature, then that's when we need to put them into isolation. Well, we don't know that much about this virus. And would it be so hard for these healthcare professionals to subject themselves to a 21-day quarantine? Maybe they should just set up a big tent somewhere with Wi-Fi and flat-screen TVs and plenty of magazines and, just chill for 21 days. Reassure the American public that we're not exposing them to the risk of this terrible disease. All right, 888-302-3684. That's our number. And we're starting to get calls. So what to do? I'll tell you what, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll take some of your phone calls on subjects related to intelligent medicine. That's the theme of today's program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And our number, 888-302-3684. We're taking your phone calls. We're going to take a call in just a moment. Coming up, we're going to talk about a surprising study that suggests that milk may not be a natural it may actually be harmful to your health, in contradistinction to health recommendations, which have told us to drink lots and lots of milk to help our bones. According to a study, that may not be the case, and milk may be harmful. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Cindy in Orange, Connecticut. How are you, Cindy?
Oh, okay, Dr. Hoffman, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, it's my question. I just found out I have an overactive thyroid, and I'm kind of concerned. I don't know what to expect, and if there are any supplements I could take.
Sure. Well, how was it diagnosed? How did you come to the conclusion that you had?
I wasn't feeling right, and I went to the doctor and he gave me a blood test, and it came out in the blood test. I thought it was my heart because my heart was pounding a lot.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was something with my heart, and it turned out that when he checked me out in the office, the EKG and all, that was okay. And then, you know, the blood test showed I had an overactive thyroid. And I
Cindy, do you feel a little speedy? Do you feel a little sped up and a little anxious from this?
I do feel anxiety. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I got to tell you that, you know, I detect just in talking to you a little bit of a kind of a speed up in the character of your communication.
And, I was just trying to speak fast so I could get everything.
Yeah, no, you know, I understand. But, hey, you know, you're from New York region, so all of us talk fast. But when you look, in contradistinction to, boy, that's the second time I use this word. I better stop saying contradistinction. Okay. instead of having a low thyroid, you know, where people feel lethargic, tired, slow, they gain weight, have dry skin. With hyperthyroid, which is a less common condition, it's probably only one-tenth as common as hypothyroid, you get a speed-up, and your heart races. You have a big appetite, but you end up losing weight often, and feel like you're speedy, you're anxious.
Right.
And also, interestingly, some patients with hyperthyroidism, instead of feeling stronger or energized, they actually feel more, they feel wired but tired. And they even have some, do you have some difficulty climbing stairs?
Yes, that's sometimes, I do.
Yeah, that absolutely happens. So, you know, a couple things will happen with hyperthyroidism. You'll have weakness in what are called your proximal muscles. Now, your proximal muscles are the muscles that are near to your hips. So that would be your quads. So you have trouble climbing stairs. You might have trouble even getting up a, you know, like a threshold of entranceway to a home.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, you know, try and do a push-up. Forget about it. It's going to be virtually impossible because it involves your triceps. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, muscle weakness will occur with this condition. All right. So what do you do about it? Well, okay. Conventional treatments, three ways to go. One, cut out your thyroid, completely surgically remove it. Alternatively, you can take medication, which will slow your thyroid, but it usually doesn't, you know, long term, it may wear off and you may ultimately need to have your thyroid removed, or you can take radioactive iodine. Iodine goes to the thyroid. The radioactivity in the iodine basically kills the thyroid. And ultimately, you end up with a low thyroid, which requires thyroid replacement. So what can you do naturally about this? Well, a couple of things. You know, one is there's a particular type of herb called bugleweed. I think its Latin name is Lycopis. The botanical name is Lycopis virginicus, but bugleweed is the common name. That has actually been shown to be helpful for this. But even more specifically, you can use carnitine. L-carnitine seems to have it puts the brakes on hyperthyroidism. Oh, besides, you know, when you have hyperthyroidism, you're burning off a lot of energy. It's like your car, you know, you really put the pedal to the metal and you see the RPM go into the red zone. And there's a danger that your motor's going to burn out. Well, the same thing happens in your cells. And L-carnitine plays a role in the mitochondria. So you may benefit from taking L-carnitine. Also, to slow your heart, things like magnesium would be helpful. Many patients with hyperthyroidism are magnesium deficient. You can take magnesium to slow the rhythm of your heart. You probably put on a beta blocker, right? You're put on Inderal or some medication like Toprol, something like that to slow your heart.
1 week ago, I started it.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the doctor? Which of those options is the doctor going to exercise? Did they put you on some kind of medication to slow your thyroid?
Not yet. Just yesterday I had the
PTU
pounded the thyroid, and I haven't heard the results yet.
Oh, okay. So they don't know what they're going to do. But in the meantime, you can try those things. Here's the thing. This is not something to ignore, because ultimately, if you walk around with hyperthyroidism and you don't treat it, A, you can damage your heart, you can develop cardiac arrhythmias, and B, you can develop profound osteoporosis because excess thyroid will actually have an erosive effect on your bones. Oh. So you got to deal with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's the deal.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. All the best to you. All right. I just want to mention that we have a new sponsor that I'm actually very excited about. I'm excited for two reasons. You know, one, because for me personally, I find it a real boon. And number two, because it's a really credible product, and I'm very happy to get the word out about this. The product is called Super Beats, and you can find out about it at intelligentbeats.com. Okay, beetroot juice has been found, and this is true science, it has been found to accentuate athletic performance. And I've tried this before some of my races. I do triathlons and other types of races, and I work out. But I got to say, you know, it does enhance performance. It energizes you, but I find it nauseating to drink a lot of beet juice. It is so strong, very hard to do, and it's also hard to find. I mean, you can make it yourself in a juicer. Okay, fine. You got to really be dedicated. This is a new product that incorporates the benefits of beetroot juice in a convenient form. Instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take a teaspoon of Super Beets to get the same great benefits. I take Super Beets whenever I need a boost to work out. I've been trying this out, and I take a teaspoon of this, add this to some water, stir it around, and it makes a super red drink that I drink down, and it delivers the benefits of beetroot juice. That actually, in studies, has been shown to increase stamina by 16%. So if you want to work out, if you want additional energy, check it out. Go to intelligentbeats.com, and they have a special offer there. You can get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, you can get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. That's a play on words. It's B-E-E-T, the odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. So call 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeats.com. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeats.com right now. All right. This item, interesting item, because I want to talk a little bit about this, but let me introduce the story. Calcium in milk can help strengthen bones, but according to a new study, too much milk can weaken bones and can ultimately put you at higher risk of death. We'll cover that story in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number for phone calls. And this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
As a doctor, I'm always looking for ways to improve my patients' lives. And as an athlete, I'm always looking for ways to improve my own stamina and vitality. That's why I was excited to discover Super Beets. You know, fresh beet juice is great. It's proven to enhance athletic performance, but it's a mess to make, and some people can't stand the taste. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I personally take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. It gives me energy, stamina, and endurance. Go to intelligentbeets.com now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, plus get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of Beets, free shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com right now.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Milk is a natural, they say, and the more you drink, the better off you'll be. Some people qualify that by saying drink low-fat milk, but there's absolutely no evidence that low-fat dairy is more beneficial than full-fat dairy. In fact, there are some actual substances in full-fat dairy that can be healthful, but the pitch is drink a lot of milk so that you can have healthy bones. And got a lot of women coming to see me for the problem of osteoporosis. And, you know, many of them say, I just try to drink as much milk as I can so that I get adequate calcium. And indeed, yeah, milk is a source of calcium, but many other sources of calcium in the diet, including such unlikely sources as salmon, sardines, green leafy vegetables. These two are rich in calcium, and it's not all about calcium. Osteoporosis is not just a question of how much calcium you can cram into yourself. So, new study, big study, out of Sweden. The study involved more than 61,000 women and 45,000 men in Sweden. And what they found was that drinking large amounts of milk did not protect men or women from bone fractures. Moreover, and this is the disturbing part, it was linked to an overall higher risk of death during the study period. Oops. What's up with that? Turns out the women who drank 3 glasses of milk or more every day had a nearly doubled risk of death and cardiovascular disease. They also had a 44% increased risk of cancer compared to women who drank less than 1 glass per day. This is not so applicable to men. Men's overall risk of death increased only about 10% when they drank 3 or more glasses of milk daily. But that's not good either. The study was published in the October 28th edition of the British Medical Journal. The author of the study, Dr. Carl Nicholson, he's a professor at Uppsala University in Sweden. He says, the study findings have, for myself, been strong enough to cut down on my milk consumption. So he's convinced. Others say we can't yet draw conclusions. We need larger studies. It's unclear if this is not just correlation, not causation, just a coincidence. Here are the stats. The risk of any bone fracture increased 16% in women who drank 3 or more glasses daily. You would think the opposite. The risk of a broken hip increased 60%. Lots of milk did not appear to either protect against or promote broken bones in men. So no correlation in men. What's up with that? Why should this be? Well, there are some provocative studies that were done years ago. I remember this 10, 12 years ago about one of the sugars contained in milk. Milk is a disaccharide. It's a combination of lactose and galactose, two sugars bound together. And when you digest milk, if you can digest milk, if you have intolerance to milk, you don't do well. But if you break down these two sugars, you end up with the lactose and galactose. And galactose is problematic. It has been shown to increase the incidence of at least one cancer in women, ovarian cancer. It also has been shown to prematurely age mice in the laboratory. This particular milk sugar promotes inflammation. It has also been associated to some extent with a higher risk of cataracts. So, yeah, I don't know. The National Dairy Council can't be too happy about this because they've been on, you know, campaign for years. You know, drink lots of milk. It's good for your bones, good for your health. Turns out, maybe not. Maybe not. All right. This item, dogs sniff out cancer. Now, we've known this for a while. And they're doing a project. You know, you've heard of a CAT scan? This is a dog scan. Okay. We know that some of our tests for cancer are pretty unreliable. For example, the PSA, it misses some cancers. That's the prostate-specific antigen for prostate cancer. It misses some cancers. It also overdiagnoses. It actually suggests the presence of cancer in men who don't have cancer, so it's not a great test. So a person named Dina Safiris is founder of something called the In Situ Foundation. She has a three-acre ranch in Los Angeles, and she's training dogs to sniff out cancer. She now has trained dogs to have, get this, a 99% detection rate for lung cancer and an 88% success rate for early breast cancer. And she is currently working on an ovarian cancer study for which she believes there will be promising results. Now, here's an interesting one. You talk about the inaccuracy of the PSA. Maybe we should call this the poodle-specific antigen, because what they found, this is a different study. This is done in Italy. They trained two bomb-sniffing military dogs to smell urine samples of men, and they got it down to one dog found 100% of the prostate cancer. The other dog, she was a slouch. She only picked up 98% of the cancers. These were two German shepherds. They had to undergo months of extensive training to sniff out certain organic compounds that are specifically associated with prostate cancer. So, you know, you're better off giving your urine to a dog to sniff, unfortunately, than going to your primary care doctor and getting a routine PSA. But hey, you know, I'll take whatever technology works. And goodness knows if this could be integrated into standard medical practice, what a boon to man and womankind. We've got dog scans to detect early cancers. That truly is phenomenal. All right, 888-302-3684, that's a number. We invite your phone calls. We got more coming up. We're going to also talk about a new study. You know, all that binge drinking that kids are involved in, college campuses, and, wow. Well, new study suggests that they may be doing irreparable, serious damage to their brains. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at NordicNaturals.com.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. Should you desire to join the conversation, but some of you who follow me on Facebook might know, I was at a wedding last week. It was a destination wedding. This is like all the rage now. You can't just get married in your hometown or even at a nice resort in the United States. You have to go to some exotic place if you're a cool kid. So we slipped down to Tulum, Mexico, which is on the Mayan Riviera. It's actually very close to Belize, a country in Central America. And it was exotic. It was beautiful. I did some cenote diving there. These are freshwater caverns, very unusual diving situation where we dived in tunnels with flashlights to illuminate the darkness. And it's a little bit like scuba diving through Carlsbad Cavern. It's just amazing. A little scary, but, you know, I got used to it and overcame my initial apprehension. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful dive. Nice weather. Ultimately, after the monsoon rains cleared up, and the wedding party consisted of, you know, a lot of the relatives, but also a lot of obviously young people. So the dancing got started early, and they did the, you know, sort of the, you know, old fashioned music for us, you know, baby boomers in the beginning. And then they switched to just thumping techno music. And then the tequila shot started. Now, this is Mexico, and tequila, I guess, is, you know, the national drink. And so kids are doing tequila shots. And then past about 1 o'clock in the morning, out came the bottles of tequila. And the waiters were out on the dance floor tempting the kids to chug from tequila bottles. They would literally pour tequila down these young folks' gullets. I did like one glass of tequila. That was enough for me. Fine. Okay. I did one tequila shot. Fine. Great. But chugging tequila. And according to the World Health Organization, a growing number of adolescents and young adults around the world engage in binge drinking. The definition of which is the consumption of four or more drinks over approximately 2 hours. That was easily exceeded by this hard-drinking crowd. Fortunately, nobody came to harm, except maybe for a terrific headache or hangover the next day. But according to a study performed at the University of Massachusetts, this may have long-term deleterious effects. Heavy, episodic binge drinking in adolescence changes the myelin, that's the coating on the nerves in the cells in the brain, and can result in permanent cognitive impairment in adulthood. In the study, they looked at myelin in young male rats given daily access to either sweetened alcohol or sweetened water. Animals that drink alcohol had reduced myelin levels in an important part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex, compared with those that drank a similar amount of just sweetened water. So, you know, look, I mean, rats aren't people, but we are engaged in a massive study of a long-term, uncontrolled, prospective study with our kids as lab rats to see how much alcohol the brain can tolerate. This study suggests that exposure to high doses of alcohol during adolescence could create lingering, if not permanent, damage to selective brain areas and could compromise future learning and render youth vulnerable for later development of not just alcoholism, but some advanced cognitive decline. So, you know, we'll interview these kids in 20 years or so. We'll see how many of their brains are still intact. All right, this one, interesting story, and this is all over the media because this is, some people say this is news you can use. Now, I've covered this story before. This is the relationship between frequency of sexual activity and the risk of prostate cancer. And the studies cut both ways on this. Some studies suggest, logically enough, is the more sexual partners you have, the more likely you might get prostate cancer, because the more sexual partners you have, the more likely you might get some sort of sexually transmitted disorder, perhaps a bacterial infection, which can create chronic inflammation in the prostate. Inflammation may lead to changes in the prostate cells, ultimately leading to cancer. Okay, that's the theory, and some studies have suggested that. Other studies suggest that one of the worst things you can do for your prostate is to not have any sex, because literally, you know, it's kind of like you keep your car in the garage, the engine's going to freeze up, right? You want to get out on the highway and, you know, blow some oil through the carburetor, you know, clean up your gaskets and make sure that your engine runs smoothly. That's the theory, you know, behind sexual frequency reducing the risk of prostate cancer. All right. In the latest study, they found that men who sleep with more than one woman in their lifetime are less likely to develop prostate cancer. But it gets even better. Those who have had 20 or more female sexual partners over their lives reduce their risk of prostate cancer by 28% compared to those who just had one sexual partner. Virgins were twice as likely to be diagnosed than sexually experienced men. One caveat, however, that what they found was that men who sleep with women at higher frequency have a reduced risk of prostate cancer. Men who sleep with men have a not protective effect, slightly higher risk of developing prostate cancer. So, as some people say, hey, all right, you know, I printed a copy of this study. You know, shall we help to prevent prostate cancer tonight? You know, help a poor man in need because I'm concerned about my risk for prostate cancer. I heard about it on Intelligent Medicine, and I want to lower my risk. All right. This one continues on the theme of the benefits of vitamin D, which we know are so significant. Breathe easier with vitamin D. Asthma is an inflammatory disorder, and we know that inflammatory disorders are somewhat curtailed by vitamin D. And in a new study, what they found was that low levels of vitamin D, by the way, the study done in Israel at Tel Aviv University, where it's sunny and there's plenty of vitamin D being made in the skin, adequate levels of vitamin D are protective against asthma. And what they're saying is, okay, this is correlation. They haven't done the studies yet to show what happens when you give patients with asthma vitamin D. By the way, I give my asthma patients lots of vitamin D because I'm convinced that it has anti-inflammatory effects. It also tends to reduce the risk of viral infections, which are often precipitants of asthma attacks. Some asthmatics, they're doing pretty well. They get a cold, they get a virus, they instantly develop bronchitis, and they're wheezing for weeks on end. They have an asthma exacerbation. So vitamin D may combat asthma in a couple of ways. A, it reduces inflammation. B, it reduces the risk of infection, which can trigger asthma exacerbations. And now this one. This one's from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, came out last month. And this is the ultimate study on vitamin D. You have a lower risk of dying if you have a higher level of vitamin D. This study showed that over a 13-year period, those whose serum vitamin D levels were the highest had a lower risk of dying. How much lower? Well, they compared the highest one-fifth of participants to the lowest level, the lowest one-fifth of the participants in terms of levels of vitamin D. There was a 27% lower risk of dying from all causes, whether cancer, cardiovascular disease, you name it, over this 13-year follow-up period. Those whose vitamin D levels were highest had a lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease, respiratory disease, and fractures were reduced as well. And disturbingly, what they found is that very, very few of the people in this study, this is done in Great Britain, actually had the optimal levels of vitamin D. Only 1% of the population had concentrations greater than 48. 48, I consider that's what I'm looking for. So in this particular population, a not necessarily vitamin D deficient population, but a vitamin D insufficient population, and they modestly conclude that a moderate increase in the average concentration of vitamin D in this population, they have a potential health benefit for preventing deficiency without increasing risk. They always kind of, you know, they sensational studies with amazing conclusions, and they always kind of, you know, they kind of soft pedal it. But clearly, vitamin D has remarkable protective effects, not just in asthma, but across the board. All right, next hour, we will take your phone calls, 888-302-3684. We're also going to talk about the five elements that can provide you with greater longevity, the secrets to a longer life, also a new study on the benefits of chocolate, something that makes me feel pretty good. Simple at-home tests that you can perform on your own to find out if you're at risk for early death. These are simple tests that you can perform on your own. And we'll also talk about a new lawsuit by the Center for Science and Public Interest, an outfit that I'm not too keen on, an outfit that claims to be a consumer health organization that threatens our access to vitamins and supplements of our choice. All right, remember, 888-302-3684, that's our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine in just a moment.